This is the Mormon Mixed Faith Marriage Podcast with Certified Life Coach Brooke Booth, episode number 137. Okay, I'm going to talk about this concept of, it's a dynamic I see between couples where one partner thinks they're investing more than the other. One partner thinks they're making more effort in the relationship. One partner thinks they're doing more work in the relationship. And this is often emotional labor that we're talking about, the initiating communication, bringing up hard conversations, talking about the things that need to be worked on, even just developing skills, understanding concepts, educating themselves on relationship dynamics, on mixed faith marriages, on communication, on, you know, just relationship stuff in general. It's not uncommon that I see where one spouse or partner thinks they're pulling more than their fair share load, their fair share of the load. They think their efforts are beyond the efforts that their spouse is making. And this can cause some issues. It may sound like, you know, I'm in this program or I'm meeting with this coach or this therapist. I'm showing up and doing the work and you're not. It may sound like, you know, I'm doing all of this and what are you doing? I'm engaging in more communication here. I'm trying to get help. I'm trying to learn about how to make this marriage better, but I don't see you doing things. Let's look at what that creates. The basic story here is I'm trying harder than you. You're not trying hard. You're not trying hard enough. You don't care as much as I do. You don't sacrifice as much as I do. You're not as invested as I am. Those can create a lot of different feelings and different feelings in different people. So let me just give you a few ideas. Maybe it's unappreciated. You know, you feel unappreciated for the efforts you're making. You feel unappreciated for the time and energy you're putting into the relationship. You feel unappreciated for how you've been growing and developing to try to make the relationship better. Maybe you feel taken advantage of, like you're the one, you know, carrying your unfair burden. Maybe you feel used that, you know, you're having to do all of the work and they just get to ride on your coattails. Maybe you feel sad. Sad that they don't seem to care enough to invest as well in the relationship. Maybe you feel hurt. Maybe you feel rejected that they don't think you're important enough to invest the way you're investing. It might be another emotion. What is it you feel when you tell yourself a story like this? And then think about how you act when you're feeling any of those emotions. Maybe you punish them. Covertly or overtly, maybe with silent treatment, maybe with little snarky comments or little jabs. Maybe you're self-righteous. Maybe you reject them in turn because you feel like they're rejecting you. Or maybe you use them in turn because you feel like they're using you. Maybe you're sulking or becoming a victim. Maybe you're just not curious or not willing to see what it is they're doing or discounting what it is they're doing. What's interesting about all of these behaviors, actions, they're not sexy. They're not safe. They don't create safe environments. They don't create intimacy. The result really is you're going to create a place where it's really, really challenging to work together. It's really challenging to create a teamwork and to build hope and optimism and love and support. In fact, you're probably going to create something kind of the opposite, even though your intentions are to build and strengthen this marriage. So what do you do? What do you do if you really genuinely think they're just not pulling their weight? What do you do if you really, really think that you're doing more than they're doing and that you care more than they care? I'm going to give you some ideas and we're going to talk through some things here just to sort of get the juices flowing. Sometimes I like to address this at the thought level. Sometimes I address this at the feeling level. Sometimes I address this at the action level just to get some ideas out there. a thought you might consider yourself is I don't really actually know everything they're doing. A lot of this kind of work is internal. I don't really know exactly what's going on internally. Maybe a thought is I trust them to do what works for them, whether I can see it or not. And if these aren't believable, pass, move on to something else. Only use these if they actually work for you, if they give you some sense of relief, if they give you something, a better feeling than the hurt or the rejection or the resentment. Something I like to suggest to clients sometimes is I'm giving this gift of my investment 100% freely. I'm happy to give this as a gift to the relationship or a gift to my partner. This is a gift I give with no strings attached. This is a gift I give, and I don't need you to, you know, match my investment or meet my investment. If that's believable for you and true for you, it can be a really powerful way of pivoting into a more, you know, a better mindset where you can build more bridges and create more opportunity for connection. Another thing to consider is maybe you really do need them to be investing. Maybe you need to open up a conversation. Like, I'd really appreciate knowing what you're doing. I'm seeking some reassurance here. It's totally fine to seek reassurance. If you need reassurance to help manage yourself and to help you show up in a positive, helpful way in your relationship, I'm seeking reassurance. This is what I'm doing. I'm really curious what you're doing. And can you ask that? Can you have this conversation not from a place of needy and fear, but from a place of taking care of your needs and communicating openly about what it is that you are looking for? Something else to consider is maybe they're the kind of work they're doing on this relationship is different than the kind of work I'm doing. I like coaching. I like therapy. I like courses. Maybe they do their work differently. Maybe they like books from the library. Maybe they like to talk to their bishop. Maybe they like to talk to their parents. Like, does the work and the investment they put in need to look exactly like yours? Maybe, maybe not. These are just questions to consider. Do we both get to decide how we invest in the relationship? Are you discounting their investment just because it's different than yours? Maybe it wouldn't be helpful for you to go and talk to the bishop, but maybe it's incredibly helpful for them. Sometimes we run up against where they're only willing to talk to like an LDS therapist, and they'll get mad at you if you want to talk to somebody who's not LDS or something like that, or a coach who's not LDS. Might be really interesting to open up some conversation. Like, that might just not work for you. That might not be a solution for you. Can you talk about that? Can you delve into that? Can you explore that? Can you ask for what you need, even if they don't agree with it? Can you seek what you need, even if they don't agree with that? Because that's in large part maybe what's going on with them. You're not agreeing with how they're getting help. Maybe they're not agreeing with how you're getting help. That can be a really interesting conversation to have. Like, can we have space for people to get help the way they genuinely and honestly think they need help? Whatever needs should be or want you want to be addressed or discussed, this is probably the bottom line here. If there's something that needs to be addressed or discussed, you know, you want to talk about the type of help you're seeking, the type of help they're seeking, and watch if that conversation, those questions, those inquiries, those requests are coming from fear, from control, or are they coming from frustration or punishing or retaliation, or are they coming from curious openness, optimism, generosity? Like, what are they coming from? When we can really watch our mindset and like our emotional stance, if you will, when we come into whatever conversation it is from fear and frustration and retaliation and resentment, I didn't care like how perfect your words are, your questions are, it's going to be a more frustrating conversation. People are going to pick up on that. It's going to be hard to have an honest and open conversation. But if you really are trying to evaluate, you know, how you're both investing here, coming at it from a place of curiosity and openness and optimism and compassion and gentleness and generosity can be absolutely foundational in really exploring what's going on as far as effort and investment and, you know, working on a relationship. And that is probably the most important thing I would say is focus on that and then explore, can you think about this differently? Can you feel about this differently? Is there some actions or conversations you want to be taking? Can you really be intentional in how you approach those conversations? Not so from fear and need and frustration, but more from openness and frankness and curiosity. There's really not a perfect way of doing this or a right way of doing this. I like to look at, you know, is what you're doing helping you create the results you want? And if not, let's pivot. And how can you pivot in a way to help you have the conversations that need to be had or the requests that need to be had? Or are you giving the gift freely? Like, how can you create that so you can do it without the resentment or without the rejection or the hurt? Can you give that more cleanly, more effortlessly, without so much baggage? That type of work can be so important. Like so helpful. And having those clarifying conversations and learning how to give those gifts without any strings, or if you can't, it's fine. And being able to create like a system where you're understanding what both people are giving and being like satisfied with that. A lot of times it comes down to either cleaning up your own internal conversation or being able to open up a conversation with your spouse and being able to have clarity and real communication and not just assumption on what's going on there. Okay, if you want help with this, as always, go to brookboothcoaching.com and see what I've got. I've got free mini courses. You can always get on a consult. I do have very limited one-on-one slots, but I might have one free. It's always worth getting on a call and seeing what's going on there. And of course, I have a course. That's a great way to do a self-study, self-guided course with you and or with your spouse. You can do it single, individually, or you can do it as a couple. Both are great options. Okay, wishing you the best in your mixed faith marriage.